trash. Everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Good face, Miles.
What, you gonna do something kooky? You know, it's your thing, right? You do kooky stuff.
You know, I
have you given that up already?
I've given up on comedy, so
I'm just gonna sit here and be serious.
You're gonna be serious.
I'm gonna be your Huntley, your Brinkley is what I'm gonna be. Yes, Chet Huntley, that's me.
Not sure who that is, but
he's an old newscaster that died a long time ago. David Brinkley, you know who David Brinkley is?
Yes,
right. He used to be David Brinkley's partner before he got cancer and died from smoking, I think. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Chet Huntley, and he was the good-looking one, and he died.
Huh? To hell.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You don't need to know. I don't need to know anything. I just need to know where.
You don't know what that's about, man.
Casey's is, and that's all I
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's right.
Casey's made me the man I am today.
Meat galore.
Meat normous.
Meat normous.
So, do you have anything to say to me?
What about to you? What do you mean? You want an apology or what?
I'm asking, do you have anything special you want to say to me?
No. Why?
I have nothing special planned.
I have absolutely nothing special planned. Although I think you're getting at the fact that it might possibly be somewhere close to your birthday.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, happy birthday.
Oh, this is my birthday show, apparently, so.
And there's nothing special planned, trust me.
Oh, my nuts. Oh.
Why would you say that?
My nuts. Man. That's, you know, I plan out a special thing for your birthday a couple years ago.
What was that?
I go all out. And
I don't even remember what it was.
I went crazy. It was like your 4th birthday. I went crazy. You know, I try to line up some guests.
Oh, wait, but nothing happened, I recall. But, yeah.
But I mean, I had people write in and wish you happy birthday and stuff.
Oh, well, thanks. Are you 40?
In a couple days I will be, yeah.
Are you serious?
I would not joke about it, man.
Wow. You're in pretty shitty shape for being 40.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah, wow.
Please do.
Pretty shitty shape. Thank you. So, if you're listening,
trust me, if you were a used car, they'd be putting you at the front a lot, trying to get rid of you. You know.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
Let's get what we can get out of this one and just call it a day. You know.
Every year my birthday's forgotten by this son of a bitch.
I don't know why you want me to remember your birthday. That's what I want to know.
I always remember your birthday.
Well, I'm just not as big of a faggot, I guess, as you are.
Oh!
I don't know.
You pole smoker. You're a son of a bitch. You know that? You are.
Hey, I think I say this every year. I am doing good to remember my kids' birthdays, let alone my wife's birthday.
They're born in the same freaking month, for Christ's sake.
I realize that, but still.
Christ.
To come out of nowhere and try to remember your birthday is just unheard of, you know?
No, I just thought, you know, we've been together for a long time.
See? Look at that.
We've shared a lot of special things.
You want to move to San Francisco or what? Come on.
Our friendship had evolved into you remembering my birthday. That's all.
Not going to happen. I'm sorry, buddy.
I thought there'd be some big, you know, to do, like, hey, Miles, I got Will Wheaton on the show tonight.
No, you ruined that. I almost had him on the show, but you ruined that one.
You know, we have Amy Winehouse up as a guest or something. No.
Well, I don't know if you've ruined Amy Winehouse, but you ruined Will Wheaton, that's a for sure there. Started talking to him about his wiener and stuff. You did.
I know. I did, yeah. So what, you know?
Had you not done that, he might have been on the show. Right, and the poor guy about his...
I asked the guy one question. And, you know.
Yeah, well...
I
don't think asking the adult Will Wheaton about the prepubescent Will Wheaton's wiener is necessarily an appropriate question.
I thought it was. What can I say? Maybe it was over the line a little.
Yeah, bit. I think it was.
It was kind of a bad decision, I guess. But,
In hindsight, yeah.
I thought it meant. You know, he might want to do the show after he read that.
I don't think so.
Apparently so.
He's got other things to do, evidently, anyway. You know.
So
what? What's up with the big? No wonder you were all cranky last night.
Yeah,
you're going to
right.
be 40.
Well, I've got to do. You know, I figure you know half my. So.
Half your life is gone. Shit, three quarters of your life's gone. Possibly even 5/6.
Oh, man.
I mean, your dad's doing pretty good, but, you know, he's loaded, so therefore he can afford the finest care. You, on the other hand,
I know.
Cannot, and he's not sharing either, so.
Yeah, I know.
He's giving it all to the Mississippi Delta.
Yes, it's his prerogative. That's all right.
That's what he's doing.
Can't take it with you.
Gambling. It's all going in nickel slots.
But
at an alarming rate.
Birthday. So, you know, everybody listening, you know.
Happy birthday, Miles.
I'm looking for the Millennium Falcon. And I know it's $500. If you're listening, you know, whatever. So...
I.
That's okay. It's out there now. I said it.
I'm thinking last night you didn't want to talk because you didn't get the birthday Hummer, so.
Yeah. No.
You didn't get the birthday Hummer?
No. I couldn't reach. No.
I was thinking someone else was going to assist you with the birthday Hummer, not.
No, my back hurt too bad.
Yeah.
No.
Your back hurt, shit.
Yeah, shit, no.
You
by
got...
the time I felt a piece of ass, my finger broke through the papers, so I don't, you know. I don't know.
You basically got a Yugo on your belly, so I don't know. It's amazing. It's amazing you can even reach around that thing to pee. So
I don't know. You know, I really never planned anything beyond high school, so this is all just a bonus to me.
Well, it's because you're supposed to be dead.
Yeah, I was supposed to be dead about 22 years ago, man, but I don't know. I don't know what was up with that.
Well, yeah. Maybe you are dead, and this is what it is.
This could be.
This is like Lost. This is like purgatory, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody can have their theories.
So,
if you play it backwards, it says Miles is dead. Miles is dead.
Happy birthday. No, for real, it's going to be my birthday pretty soon. So.
Well, happy birthday. I told you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you reminded me. Thanks.
Every year, you know, I have to point it out.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, it's no biggie. No big deal.
Evidently it is. You're all, you know, pissy.
I'm getting older now, you know? I mean, come on.
So you want to forget about them then. You don't want to remember them.
Well, for gray pubes now. And...
What? You got gray pubes?
No, I'm.
Oh.
What the hell? Whew.
I don't want to hear about that. Jeez,
Louise. I just gray chest hair, you know, and stuff.
Yeah. That's nice.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, did you get one of them? My kids got one of those eye things that you can look close up on stuff with the TV. Have you seen that?
No.
For Christmas? What the hell's it named? It's called Cyclops, and so then it's like a little video camera that hooks right into the TV, and you hold, like put a penny down there, and you can see like the real close on the penny,
No. No.
You got one of those, and they're combing your body for gray hairs, or what?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know there was such a thing.
No, you have to go get one.
No. I'd get the Millennium Falcon first.
Well, I think this only costs like, $15, so.
Well, then I just need a little bit more to get the front.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what are you going to do on your birthday since you're turning the
big 4-0? I don't know. 4-0. I'm thinking about having Casey's pizza, but I don't know. I might. I may not.
Possibly you should get the veggie pizza. Yeah, maybe the veggie.
I might have meat galore, yeah.
The veggie without cheese possibly would be good for you.
Veggie without cheese.
What are you trying to say?
Well, you could be becoming lactose intolerant or something.
I don't really know what I'm going to do yet.
You're going to have the meat galore, and then you're going to have the shits all night, right?
Have donuts for dessert.
That's great.
Have some Krispy Kremes for dessert.
Now you'll have Casey's donuts, won't you?
Yeah. Well, they're just like Krispy
Kremes. Yeah, they're just like Krispy Kremes with extra fat.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
It'll be a whole Casey's thing there. I really wish they would sponsor us because...
I know. We talk about them every freaking week.
You live closer. You go get them to sponsor us.
Yeah, I know.
I saw this. I was watching this. There's a show called 10 Items or Less on TBS. It's a comedy show. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
You never have?
No.
Well, they've been doing funny stuff at the beginning of each show. Well, I've only watched a couple of them, but... The last two shows I watched, at the beginning, they do this little, bit.
Right.
Which is part of the show. It's about a grocery store. Which is part of the show. But then, it turns out, the bit is about the sponsor. So, they're giving this... The bit was that they gave their customers free coffee.
Uh-huh.
And the manager guy was talking to the staff, and he's, telling them that, we've gone through, 45 cases of Coffee Mate... This week, somebody's stealing the Coffee Mate. And it turns out that one of the employees just likes to drink it straight.
Yeah.
And then it turns out Coffee Mate is the sponsor. It's hilarious.
Oh, man.
So then he reveals that he likes to drink it straight, and they're like, well, why would you do that? Well,
right.
It tastes really good. Mm-hmm. And then they go into the commercial. I thought that was hilarious.
You know, actually, I have heard of this show, now you think about it. Yeah,
it's kind of a funny show.
No, I have. I have not watched it, but yeah, I've seen this advertised.
Yeah, so anyway, I just thought that was a good way to... So we could work a commercial in like that,
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For Casey's. But unfortunately, most of my Casey's things are all kind of derogatory against you and Casey's, so I don't know if that's going to help them out at all, but... yeah. Well, you think of something good. Maybe you're going to go to a strip club or something.
No.
No?
No, I don't.
No?
I don't like spending money, so I don't.
Oh, well, there you go. I guess that's out. So just... Do what?
I just read some old episodes of Nip Tuck, I think.
You're not going to get the latest Girls Gone Wild, the, pre-jail Joe Francis stuff?
No, I was watching that Nip Tuck last night, and this dude was doing old Joan Van Ark.
Oh, really?
My God, how old is she? Like 100 now?
Man. She's right in your territory there.
Holy cow, yeah. She's,
right in that area where you like them.
It was frightening.
Honey, can I see your AARP card?
I was waiting for her to break a hip in the scene, tell you the truth.
Well, he's a surgeon, right? So he could take care of it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just roll over on your other side.
Arr, arr, arr.
Nice.
Well, it's interesting that your birthday kind of falls during the time where, you know, everybody gets their W-2 forms, right?
Right.
So tax season's coming up, right?
It is, right. I just got them done, you know.
Oh, you did yours early? I was going to ask you. The question was, do you do them early or you wait till the last minute?
Early.
That's what I do, too. I figure, just get the hell out of the way with this stuff. And
do you do them yourself?
I don't do anything, honestly. No, I don't. My wife takes care of that, so.
She actually does them, right?
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
She does that. She's a smart one.
She's a brainiac.
Brainiac, yep.
Yeah.
It's probably best.
Yeah.
So. So anyway.
Did you write off all those frickin' animals you have?
No, we don't have that many animals. So I'm over working. I work over in St. Louis, and I've gone. Well, actually, it was the same day I went to the Gay Office Max.
Right.
And I'm driving out of there, and
with a couple phone numbers. So.
Yeah, they'll be calling you up for your birthday. So
Skyping me.
Yeah, they'll Skype you.
Yeah.
The so I noticed this guy walking near the Walgreens. And actually, I think I went in Walgreens. Oh, I did go in Walgreens. I had to go get a card. I had to go get a birthday card for somebody else.
Oh,
actually, it was.
You are a douche.
It wasn't a birthday card. It was a sympathy card for somebody. Somebody else.
You got the balls.
I got it. It was not a birthday card. I was just joking. It was a sympathy card for somebody who's lost somebody. So anyway.
All right,
so, but it would still be funnier if it was a birthday card. So anyway,
that would have got me over the edge. But go ahead, yeah.
So I noticed this dude walking around outside of Walgreens, and he's wearing. Uh-huh. At first glance, I'm like, "Well, what the hell?" And he's wearing this like Uncle Sam suit.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Like, you know, red and white striped pants, right, and like a jacket that's got like red and white stripes and blue stars and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And a big, like, Dr. Seuss looking hat, but it's red, white, and blue, right? Uh-huh. With stripes and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's interesting.
Mike Huckabee.
It's Mike Huckabee. But the funny thing was that upon closer inspection, it was for some tax service that was there in the area.
Right.
He had a sign on his back that said, so-and-so's, you know, get your return today or something like that. Tax service, but the terrible part was that sticking out all this is like homeless guy clothes.
Yeah.
So, like, pushing out of the, you know, red, white, and blue is like a homeless guy jacket kind of thing going on. It's all tattered, and, you know, he's wearing gloves because it's fucking freezing, you know, it's wintertime. And this poor, I swear to God, this tax service has hired the homeless to walk around in an Uncle Sam suit.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is handing stuff out. I didn't make eye contact after that because, yeah. You know, I'm like.
By the guy at 4 gallons at least. Or
no, I did not. He was working, man. He was working, so. But I'm like, I swear to God, they were hiring the homeless to push the tax service.
Come on in and buy some tax service.
That's right.
Tax service.
And I was just like, that poor son of a bitch. It is fucking freezing outside. Oh, he's walking around with his homeless clothes on underneath this Uncle Sam suit, you know. And
let me trade places with you, my dear sir.
Yeah.
Let me take your burden.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. Son of a bitch.
And so, yeah, I thought that was just sad.
Yeah.
And then today I was in Sam's, and I come upon this lady who looked like she put her lipstick on with, like, her feet. And
Yeah.
I just turned right around because I thought this bitch is going to go crazy at any moment. You know what I mean?
Some people say I'm beautiful.
That's what she looked like. She could say that.
Really?
Oh, my God. It was like this. She was like, I don't know, some kind of daytime hooker in Sam's or something. I don't know. I was going to.
Hey, daytime hooker. You want to.
That's right.
The nighttime hookers.
Well, she was, you know. I don't know who put this. That was like super bright pinkish red, and it looked like it was put on by toes. So I'm just a freak magnet over this last week or so. Whew. That's just too much. And speaking of that, happy birthday.